Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Didn't hear my Q or my A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L, P either. But I figured I'd just bust in and see what's going on, because here we are right now. Martez, are you there? Can you hear me? Are you reading me? Is anybody here? Is anybody... Thank you. All right, that's about right. What up, everybody? Welcome to the final broadcast of Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash right here on blogtalkradio.com. Apparently, we started off with a botch. You know, I had a monologue, but apparently nobody heard me. So in great Blog Talk Radio fashion, we kick off with a botch. But nonetheless, welcome everybody. Thank you for listening. The millions and millions that are listening out there. I think there's millions of people listening to this show. Who knows? But I'm thankful that everybody came out to be a part of this show. As I always do, I want to thank God for giving me another chance to run my mouth about whatever we're going to run our mouth about tonight. It's been a long ride to get to this point. And I can't wait to get started with this show tonight. So let's give the people what they want, what they really came for. And let's bring on my co-host, the Macho Ghost.
Ooh, yeah, more, Martezale, Open Talk is on the air. The show will be about 4 hours long. More, Martezale, 313, The Flash, Detroit. The Macho Ghost is full of madness. Yeah, I rhymed it in and worked it in with a theme song that nobody probably heard, Martez. Welcome to the show. Thank you for welcoming me. Here we are, Open Talk, 313, The Flash, proudly presents the Gorilla Position, Russell Talk in the D, Smash Point 3, smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, Macho, it sounds like you ready for a four-hour show. The question is, am I ready for a four-hour show? The question is, can I keep up with this intensity that you are displaying? Do you think I can do it, Macho?
Oh, man, of course you could do it. You're the Martez, yeah. You're the Rasputin of the country that would be Open Talk 313 The Flash, which is normally a bad thing, but in this case it's a good thing. I'm not sure, Martez. I'm a little bit out of practice. I'm not on the air week to week anymore, so I don't know. I think I might have already burned myself out.
No, I doubt that seriously, Macho. You can never burn yourself out, man. Like, you like Mr. Energy. So, if anybody...
Can I tell the people why we're on the air for four hours?
Say that again?
Can I tell people why we're on the air for 4 hours?
Go for it.
Ooh, yeah. This is the final night, yeah, after so many years, Martezale broadcasting using the beloved and sometimes hated blog talk radio situation there. He's been putting out all the shows on the air for all these years. Tonight is the very last night that Open Talk and anything to do with Open Talk will be on Blog Talk. Yeah, at midnight tonight, Eastern Time. The contract expires, yeah, so Eastern time right now, a little bit after 8 o'clock, we'll be going for 4 hours till midnight. The show will be broken in two pieces. We'll be going till midnight, so when the show goes off the air, everything's done, everything goes off the air, and the world could explode.
That's in fact true. It's been a fun and complicated ride here with blogtalkradio.com over the last almost 5 years. I think it's just time to make a transition to a different parts of the world, if you will. So this will be a sensational and fun and energizing and impactful show. We get a chance to maybe reminisce, reflect on shows of yesteryear's past, you know, and talk about the future. Anything goes tonight.
Oh, man, anything goes? Man, I got some stuff to say there. Well, yeah, we got lots of people on the line. We invited so many people from the history of Open Talk hosts and special guests and everything. And before I get too carried away, I guess I should mention, hopefully, we love Blog Talk because it puts all the shows out on the air and they've been a good partner. But sometimes there's some bugs. Hopefully, the first 5 minutes of the show, which didn't actually air, that'll be the last problem we have for the rest of the next 3 hours and 49 minutes or something like that. But you know who else is on the line right now? Lots of people. I'm happy to see it and glad to have them. But there's a special person on there from back from the guerrilla position days, someone who is a walking encyclopedia, dictionary, and thesaurus all rolled into one, and it's so professorial, he's actually got three Fs in his name, Professor. Martez, do you know who it is?
It's the Sweet. Am I correct?
I think you're correct, but man, no, don't give him too big of an introduction. You don't want that gigantic introduction there to go to his head. Swink, are you on the line? Swink, are you there? Swink, come in.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. Let me try that again. Ooh, yeah.
That's better. See, that proves once you start over again, everything's better. Swink is here. Swink, that's the most energy I've ever heard from the Swink. Twink is a very stoic and thoughtful person. Yeah, it's hard to get a lot of energy out of him, but his brain is constantly working. He focuses all that energy on his depth of knowledge. So what do you got to say about this, Swink? You are a host of podcasts yourself in many different varieties at many different places. We're glad you're here, and you're going to stay here. You're not at the Polish radio station. You're at your home. I don't know if there's anyone Polish there, but you're at home, and you're going to be here the whole 4 hours with us because you accidentally signed a contract that said you couldn't leave.
Did I?
Twink, are you...
What
now,
did
Twink,
I sign this contract? When did I sign this contract?
Don't you remember there was a long time ago when there was a kid who walked up to you and said, "Are you the Swink, the famous commentator, who's also known as Nick Hiatus from local independent wrestling?" And you said, "Yes." And the kid said, "Can I have your autograph?" And you wondered why his autograph book looked like a phone book full of sophisticated legal documents. Well, that was it.
I should have known.
That was 5 years ago, but still.
Face it, Flink, you stuck with us tonight, man.
As long as it's valid in Illinois and Michigan, we're all set.
No one calls me Nick Hiatus, okay?
I think they should. That's a good name for an announcer, Nick Hiatus. I like it. It's better than Steve Arnett.
Taking shots.
And that's speaking of Steve Arnett, who is actually the commentary name in some places of our good friend and sometimes good enemy, Steve Arnett. He'll be joining us a little bit later on the show for the second part. There'll be a little five-minute gap in between the shows in case you have to go to the bathroom and contemplate why you're still listening. But Steve will be here. He'll be here at 9 p.m., which will be Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right, because we're half in Detroit, half in Chicago, and I'm half in outer space. I'm talking too much already. This is supposed to be all about Martez because he doesn't like to talk when we do shows. When he's with the Swink and I, he likes to lay back in the weeds and be quiet and take in the whole picture and analyze things. But now he hosts his own show, so he's got the credentials. So now he's the star of this show. I may have to prompt him to talk, but he's the star of this show. He's going to tell us about why he started Blog Talk, his whole dream, what it's meant to him, what these people mean to him. He's going to tell us what the future holds and all that kind of stuff. And we got hopefully two dozen people who might call in. This is exciting.
Yeah, we have a jam-packed line as we speak. I know you can see it on your end, Macho. We have a jam-packed line with people that are just chomping at the bits to come on. You know, I'm so excited to be able to talk about why we started this Blog Talk, Open Talk movement whenever we get that. Whenever that time is right, I'm ready to definitely
I think
that
would be a good
down.
good place to start. And there's a lot of people jamming up the phone lines, and please give your patience because I was too lazy to assign people times to call in.
you can't take all of it, take the grunt of all of it, because I was too lazy too, because I thought about it. I said maybe we need to come up with some time frames for people to call in, but I would never type that up.
I thought about it, and then I thought someone's going to be in the bathroom, someone's going to have a crying child, someone's going to be late from work, Swink's going to have to do the dishes or go out and sweep snow off the radar dish, all kinds of stuff would happen.
Hey, nonetheless, we're here nonetheless. So.
And if we run out of things to talk about, which will never happen, we got plenty of wrestling things to talk about. And Swink specifically asked if he could talk about how much he loves The Miz. So we'll get to that later.
That's going to be a ratings booster right there when Swink talks about The Miz.
If we have a chance later to have Martez and Swink talk about their differences between AEW and WWE, that should be exciting. Maybe we'll save that for the fourth hour when everyone's falling asleep. Well, yeah, once again, I'm talking too much. I can't help myself. I'm so excited. And, you know, it's nice to talk to people after you've been dead for so many years. But anyway, Martez, it's a good place to start. Now, when you were a young Martez, just graduating from Radio Shack school, I don't know where you got your start and why, but what was your original thought? Why did you say, I'm the man who's going to start building a podcasting streaming service empire with all kinds of weirdos and freaks who can't get on the air anywhere else? That's my dream. How did that start, Martez?
All right. Thank you.
I've already finished one Dr. Pepper.
All right. It started about, I've always been in love with radio. Okay. I've never really been I was a TV fan, but I've never really been as big of a TV fan as I was as radio. There's a station down here in Michigan called Sports Radio 1130, The Fan. I grew up listening to them. They were a very loose and comedic sports station that my older brother, he got me hip to that station. So I've always been a big sports radio fan and a radio fan in general. And I fell in love with Fox Sports Radio. I love the way they do broadcasts. I love the way they do their shows. I love their loose and comedic take on sports and their rawness on sports and other conversations as well. So that's the beginning of how I fell in love with radio in general. About 5 years ago, I was working at a restaurant as a food runner. And once again, I'm in love with radio and whatever. I'm working in this restaurant, and something hit me. You could say it's God, or you could say whatever. Something was brought to my attention. Hey, maybe you can start a radio platform. And usually with many of my ideas, they come fast, and then I just do them. That's one of the good things and bad things about me. If something comes to my mind, I do it right without really thinking and really doing much processing or planning. So that dropped in my mind, and then a few months later, I came across Blog Talk Radio. Found out it was a very affordable way to produce shows. I started doing shows with just me. Generally, when people use Blog Talk Radio, they just do shows for themselves. But again, I said to myself, hey, maybe I can use this airtime and turn it into some type of mini radio station that's strictly about wrestling. So I did that in 2017, the summer of 2017. We use this platform just to talk wrestling and a few other spiritual things. Just to speed it up, I wanted to create this platform just to let other people come on to host their show. Open Talk 313 The Flash was used to promote anything that someone may have going on. It was a way to gain more listeners for that particular show. So it didn't matter if it was a show that was already established with Open Talk Radio. It could have been a show that already established itself somewhere else, but I will always invite, I will always be open to invite those types of people on if I can get my words together. So, this is basically used as a dream to have a mini radio station, but at the same time I wanted to help and support others and get them more exposure at the same time. So that's pretty much it with the creation of this.
Man, that was a pretty good answer. Swink, I was actually listening to that. That's a pretty good answer. And Swink, I just want to clarify, when he says he's in love with radio, I'm pretty sure he's talking about AM, FM, not that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.
God damn.
I'm not familiar with that movie, so I'm trying to
Martez, did you miss rehearsal? And to clue everyone in that I might be making some jokes, and if they may not initially seem funny to you, maybe in a few days after you've had time to think about it, it may cause you to chuckle. Just because it doesn't initially make you laugh doesn't mean it might not be funny. It's probably not, but just in case. So, Martez, what do you want to do next? Here we are. Not what do you want to do next in life. What do you want to do next in the show? We got the Swink here who's ready to pounce later. His arch enemy, Mike Stoverload from the Stoverload Podcast, will be here to play Stump the Swink. One more time, they're going to go head-to-head on ridiculously detailed and innocuous wrestling trivia that only the Swink could possibly know. So that's coming up. I'm sure Swink's got a headband on right now, and he's got some New Balance, and he's probably jogging in place. Are you ready, Swink, mentally for this challenge?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Confidence!
Stover is, in fact, here now.
Yeah, Stover's waiting on the line, but I want to say, how do you want to start, Martez? There's a lot of people you want to talk to. I'm sure there's some people on the line who probably want to talk to Steve, too, so he won't be here for 2 hours. I don't know why. He says he's always got something to do, but, he's always slacking around. It would be nice if he actually did something for a change instead of sitting in the house all the time.
Well, he's Mr. Big
he's
Shot now.
He's got bigger fish to fry with the Power Hour.
yeah. He dumped us for that other show, so he only gets 2 hours.
Yeah, he's a big shot now, and he works for, eight different independent promotions.
Yeah, they took pity on him. He's the second hardest working man in show, actually the third hardest working man in show business, behind The Rock and John Cena, and that's saying something. It's all wrestling related.
Definitely.
So, Marquez, who were the earliest people to join you on this journey? No offense, that's not a pun to get Kayvon on the air.
the earliest people that joined me, honestly, it was Steve. Steve and Jed. Yep, Steve and Jed.
Your good friend Jedediah, who couldn't make it tonight because he wasn't invited.
Yeah, see, well, that's honestly a whole nother. I didn't want to touch that tonight, but that's a whole nother conversation. But
sorry, I'm always touching the wrong things.
Yeah, I have a big problem I have a big problem. I'm not even gonna say what I want to say, but he's not here, and I wish him the best.
In his future endeavors.
Right.
Someone wished me best on my future endeavors.
Martez is
going
to change his last name to Khan because he's releasing people.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
now, who do you want to talk to first? We got some people on the line. Who do you want to talk to first, Martez? And once again, if Martez picks somebody, this does not mean he likes you better than everyone else. It's not like that MySpace who's your best eight friends thing.
Thank you for saying that. I know people got to go to bed and stuff. I know everybody's not going to stay on for the whole 4 hours. So I think we need to get to Stover first because I think he's going to he has a short time window.
Oh, man, we're getting right into it. We're getting right into it. Sweet, I thought his brain had time to relax and have a popsicle, but no. Put your brain freeze aside, Swink. It's time for some Stoverload.
What's
up, Stover?
Put
Stover on the air.
What is going on, Ghost? What up, Martez?
Oh, man, he didn't even acknowledge the Swink. Hello, Stoverload.
Oh,
long time no talk to. It's good to have you here. And I just want to let you know right off the bat, even after all this time and all this preparation for this show, you still have no theme music.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
I was looking all day. I was researching game show theme songs, suspense background music, and all kind of angry music from the Scandinavia. Nothing seemed right.
You could have used the Digital Underground's The Humpty Dance, and I would have been fine with that.
Oh, man. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Now I have something. I mean, I can play something if you want, or we could just go.
Well, if I see what you got there in the files, we're going to have to clean out the office. This is the last time in the offices, too. We're going to have to clean out all the files here. And everybody who's waiting online, too, feel free to go in the green room. It's restocked with four different kinds of store-bought cheeses and some crackers. Triscuits and Ritz. Yeah, and there's Dr. Pepper. Don't touch the Mountain Dew. That's for Swink. Swink, speaking of big like a pickle, still getting paid. Are you ready to talk to Stover? Are you two ready? You guys have not communicated yet. I think you've had confrontations in our video game world of the TGPW Fire Pro Wrestling, but real life, here you are, once again, face-to-face, like Darth Vader and Ming the Merciless.
I don't think
only
I've
the ghost can
board
it so correctly.
Man, they talked at the same time, too.
Hey, before I get started, I want to say this, though. You know, Swink, I've had the most fun playing this game with you. This has been the most fun. I couldn't have played it with anyone better. So for tonight in the finale, I want to say thank you for so many fun times and so many great challenges.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being my arch enemy, because I've never had one before. So
it's like the ghost said, you got to join them to betray them.
Ooh! I think my son said that. He's on hold right now, the macho son. All right. So what do you have prepared for the Swink? Usually you have a few rounds of questions, and Swink has some time to think about it. Sometimes we try to think about it, too, but we're almost always wrong. And if we have background music, we'll play that, whatever Martez found in the tape deck there. A bunch of 8-tracks.
I hope the guy's not the NXT soundboard.
Ooh! I hear something.
Hey, as long as
like
it ain't Justin Bieber, we're good. How come Swink doesn't have an intro song?
I don't know. I thought about that. Swink's really into that dark, dark, evil, black metal, Sabbath, sacrificing ghost music.
That's no way to talk about Britney Spears.
Ooh. Swink and her haven't talked in years.
Hey, Swink, I'm with you, man. I don't like the Miz either, so you're good.
All right, I think we're ready. Martez has set the tone. We all feel like we're stuck in an elevator. Stover, what do you got?
All right, Swink, I got two questions for you, and I've been working on these all day long. The first one. Who was the first African-American world heavyweight champion?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Bobo Brazil.
Ooh!
No.
Ooh!
Is that your final answer?
I have an answer, but I think I'm wrong.
Ooh.
This music makes me feel like I should be driving a sports car and drinking martinis.
Like I'm a bad drug trip right now.
Now, Twink's answer for who is the first black heavyweight champion in wrestling history was Bobo Brazil.
Is that the final answer?
Bobo Brazil, I do not think he spoke Portuguese. That's a cerebral joke.
Are we going with the first one or the first recognized one?
Ooh.
Martez,
there you go,
kill
Stover,
that music, man. That's enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we turn
it down or something, at least. It's like I'm in China and somebody's giving you some bad acid. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Once again, Stoverload always reveals too much personal information that could get him arrested.
I didn't say when.
All right, so... is it the first recognized champion?
No.
Ooh. The plot thickens.
Okay, because I know the first recognized champion, at least from my knowledge, was Ron Simmons when he beat Vader.
Wrong.
Oh, man. This is interesting. interesting because it's not Bobo Brazil. It's not the All-American Ron Simmons. Boy, what a great night that was when he won. That was so exciting.
Was it Bearcat Wright?
No.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Was it Ernest the Cat Miller?
Hell no.
Was it Great Grandpa Journey, Kayvon's great grandfather?
Good Lord. Go if I've missed you, man.
I don't know. I think Twink, I guess we're going to have to tap out on this one.
I think so.
Once again, Stoverload, Twink's going to go search after the show and see if you're actually correct or just trying to fool him and embarrass him on the air.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can research and correct me, but are you ready for the answer?
I am ready. Swink, are you ready?
I am ready.
Martez, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Martez was taking a nap.
Marty, drip, drip. You got to get it together, man. You got to hold up the show.
I'm trying, man.
And the answer is drum roll.
The answer is Iceman King Parson defeated Kerry Von Erich for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Ooh. Swink, did you see that coming?
I did not. I mean, I know Iceman King Parson's from the WCCW, but...
And this was long before Ron Simmons beat Vader. This was long before that.
Man.
Right, but I know Bobo Brazil beat Buddy Rogers for the belt, but they didn't recognize it, the NWA Championship.
All of you people who are patiently waiting on hold, search Google and check their work. All right, before Swink and Stoverload come to blows, I think we'll move on to question number two. What do you got to say about that, Stoverload?
Okay, now here's where it's going to get fun.
Uh-oh.
Who was the first female in pro wrestling to play the I'm pregnant card?
Ooh. It wasn't Elizabeth. I know that because somehow I have two kids by her and I don't even remember.
And he's still gets screwed on his taxes.
Bailey. Yeah.
I don't think it was Beulah. But I know they did do that whole angle with Beulah and ECW.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was the first.
Jason's my son because I'm so virile and potent. I impregnate people, women, sometimes just by being in their presence.
Talk about a 6-foot social distance.
Yeah.
Don't forget your mask.
Lay down when you come near the Macho Man. If you don't want to get some kind of pregnant, lay down a big show between us.
Well.
There ain't enough concrete to separate that.
Mae Young probably pretended she was pregnant. She probably gave birth to a foot that time.
Hey, no. He's no more BS Paul White now. He's Tall Paul.
That's right, Tall Paul.
Well.
All right,
if you're looking to me for the answer, I don't know either.
Wait a minute. You don't know the answer?
No, I wanted to know. I just thought it would be fun to try and see if Swink knew.
Swink, do you have a good guess for the Quizmaster doesn't even know? And I'll update my reference, laying almost between us.
I thought it was Stacy Keebler.
I just remember they did the Beulah one, and that was the first one I can remember in ECW.
Yeah, that's either that one or it's the one with Stacy Keebler and David Flair.
Now, this was before the whole Miss Hancock one. The Beulah one was like in 96, I want to say, when she was still with Raven, and like it was the feud between Raven and Dreamer.
And they're having that three-way with Kimono Wanalea, right?
Yeah, this was before that. Like she was in the ring with Stevie Richards, and she yelled like she was pregnant. And then Raven thought it was his kid, then it turned out to be Dreamer's. Yeah, it was January 5th,
96. Ooh!
That has to be it then, because I can't recall anything before then.
Wow. So the answer is Iceman King Parsons.
Exactly. Bearcat Wright.
Marquez,
would you like to take the Rockets?
Not to be confused with Bearcat Keith Lee.
Marquez?
I was going to say Stephanie McMahon.
No, that happened way after. That happened way after the ECW and the WCW skit. That's when WWE was biting off everybody else.
No.
They did one with Terry. I remember Terry Reynolds.
Why don't I remember that one?
It was the one with Terry, and then she tried to say that she was pregnant, and something to do with D'Lo Brown.
This is getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
I think this we're
coming
from
the
question number three.
Yeah.
This was like 99. So you can blame Vince Russo for it.
Everybody does.
Vinny Rue, bro.
All right, so far, I don't know if anybody has any points. I think Stoverload's got 1 point. He didn't know the answer to his own question, so I don't think anyone gets any points there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just real quick, after Stover, we're going to get to Dominic and then Stacy. Just want to put that out there.
All right, last one for the tiebreaker, then I'm going to split so everybody else can get a turn to get on here and say their thank yous and their goodbyes.
Ooh.
How many wrestlers assisted a win in a match by showing their boobs?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Ooh. Come on, this is all guys here. Come on, this is something we should all know.
King Kong Bundy.
Terry. So you want the number, is what you're saying.
Okay, how about this? I'll rephrase it. Who was the first to do it?
Well, I remember Terry, a.k.a. Marlena, doing it on an episode of Shotgun Saturday Night.
We got a winner.
Oh, man. Terry Reynolds, former wife of Gold Dust Dustin Rhodes. Swink gets the point. Great. Now we got to have a tiebreaker. It's 1-1.
Nah, you know what? It's cool. You know, we each 1-1, we both grow out. Basically, it's a draw.
Oh, I like that, Stover. That's why you're so smart and have your own empire.
We both walk out with our heads up. We're both winners tonight. It's the last episode. Everybody wins.
Man, Swink, what do you think about that? Are you willing to bury the hatchet and accept this joint victory with your arch nemesis?
We went to a time limit draw like Kenny Omega in a Tokyo Dome.
Ooh.
Never seen it.
Trust it, it's probably true. Mike Stoverlow, plug your businesses.
The Stoverload Music Podcast, still growing strong. Find me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Listen Notes, Podbean, Buzzsprout, and TuneIn.
Wow. You don't want to be on Spotify right now.
I already am. I've been on it for the last 2 years. It ain't affecting me any.
Stoverload, thank you for always coming on and giving us something to think about and something else to laugh about.
Thank you.
What do you got to say
to Stoverlo? What do you got to say? I just want to say thank you, Mike. You know, I love you. You have been a great addition to this show, to this platform. It's always cool to have you come on this show. You always make me laugh. I still got to get you for making me Well, I still got to get you for that Trish Stratus stuff, you know, some kind of way I got to repay you.
Damn, you beat me to it. I already had another one lined up.
I should have never shown that I was excited about her having a porn video or something like that. Anyway, I wasn't excited. I was just shocked.
That was your own doing. Where's
sure.
it at?
Sure.
And we can always guarantee that something goes out the rail and goes off the rail in polite society when Mike Stover is on as well.
Hey, I got him earlier.
Anything goes.
I got him earlier today.
Yeah, he was sending him pictures of Jade Cargo.
Oh, yeah. You can't do me like that. She... Wow.
It could be worse. It could be Abaddon.
Swink's the man who... Swink says that Martez is the man who loved women.
Hey, if you're going to do Martez, if you're going to hook up Martez, you got to do it right, man. You got to give him Dewdrop.
I do like my big girls. Don't do
I wasn't
See, everybody's
go
a winner tonight.
Oh man, I'm going to take you two off the air right now because Stacey Sparkles is coming on soon, and now she's going to yell at us on behalf of Mike Stover.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Just a quick program. You know, this is the final, for those of you that are calling in, that are listening, this is the final broadcast for anything related to Open Talk 313, The Flash, on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Final broadcast after 4.5 years of doing shows. This is it. But Dominic is on the line. But I'll turn things back over to you, Macho.
Oh, no, thank you, Stover. Turtle chimed in saying it wasn't D'Lo Brown, it was Val Venus. So, Swink, you do that calculations on your abacus. But, hey, I don't want to took up too much time already. What was that, Swink?
I was going to say a few things
about
that. And another thing. Okay, so, yes, she was with Val Venus. But then something happened with D'Lo where she had roped D'Lo into taking care of her and everything. So D'Lo was definitely involved with the storyline. I do remember that much. But it started with Val Venus, but Val Venus kicked her to the curb, I think, when she said that she was pregnant. That was the story.
Man. Iceman,
again,
King Parsons, Terry Reynolds, how many bosoms were used to interfere in professional wrestling matches?
Also, I wanted to say the Okada Omega time limit draw was actually in Osaka at Dominion 611, not Wrestle Kingdom at Tokyo Dome.
I told you he's an encyclopedia.
So I corrected myself.
He corrects himself. He's like a supercomputer. All right. Now, I've never met Dominic before. I've seen Dominic's name as one of the hosts of Wrestle Talk in the D, one of the very popular and flagship shows here on Open Talk 313 The Flash. And I tried to contact Dominic through the same channels I contacted everyone else, and I was informed he's a man with no social media. Is that true, Martez?
Yes.
Let's ask
That's
him
true.
About it.
He lives off the grid, too. So.
Oh, man.
Hey, sometimes that's actually a smart thing to do.
I concur.
I sure hope he has a
phone. Some people should take Twitter off their phone and then throw their phone into the ocean. So.
I agree. Hey, Dominic, you're on the air, brother. What's up?
Yeah, that's me. I'm here. Macho Girls, we met a few times, bro.
Well, I apologize. That's right, Dominic. I take that back. You're right. I called in the Wrestle Talk in the D and talked to you, and I can't remember if you ever called into the gorilla position or not, but, yeah, I have talked to you a couple times. Look at my memory.
I
you think I'd remember stuff.
I called in a few times, man. It's just, man, this past year, man, I've been busy off the script with work and personal issues, man. I couldn't be there with my brother in crime, Moneymaker Martez, on certain shows. Or if you ever guys listen to some of the shows, I'm kind of tuning in late or jumping on or off at times whenever we have to do the show. But like, for instance, right now, I'm currently at work trying to jump on and do this show in my car.
Now, you're not a doctor or anything like that, are you?
No, I'm a frontliner, safety prevention, law enforcement.
Oh man, that's
yeah.
that's a big deal. It's a good thing Stover Load go off the air because this guy's like a cop.
Exactly.
No, not really.
Now, Martez, what do you have to say to Dominic here? You got him here. He's been with you for I don't even know how long. How long has Dominic been part of Wrestle Talk in the D?
Oh, since I did it for 7 months on my own, and then I brought it up to him. I told him because we work near each other, and I let him know, hey, I got, because some kind of way we found out we both like wrestling, and I told him, hey, I got a podcast. You're welcome to join in sometimes. And then right off the bat, he started calling in, doing shows with me. And then, and I don't know if I said this before, but I appreciate you for taking a chance on me, because nobody has to take a chance on you. Nobody has to help you grow or help you put your vision, help you bring your vision to life. So I appreciate Dominic. We agree, we disagree on different topics, but we are definitely a good tandem. We've been a tandem for, like I say, almost three and a half years, I believe, almost four. He's one of the I couldn't ask for a better partner, Dominic. He liked to rib me a lot about some things, but Dominic is my man. I appreciate it.
Not to cut off your sincere response, but Swink, he just said Dominic's the best partner he could ever ask for while he's on the air with us.
No.
Yeah, I see.
No. It's,
I mean, it's, who's hosting this show with him?
Yeah.
Come on, you know it's not like this.
Now, if you want to say that when Steve gets here, that's fine. We're all fine with that.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that.
When I do the shows with you all, I just feel like I'm just the – y'all call me the producer, but the producer, I don't feel like I'm actually – I never felt like I'm a host on the show. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. When I do Wrestle Talking to D, I wear the host hat. Dominic wears the host hat, but when I do shows with you all, I just feel like I'm not one of the hosts, even though I am. So I want to clean that up.
You guys got hats? I didn't get a hat. Dominic, what do you think about all these wonderful things Martez just said about you?
Man, I appreciate it, man. He's just being modest. I'm not I don't rip him to sound, to make myself, put myself on a high pedestal. But I get where he's coming from, man. I appreciate him, man. He started the show, and he told me the idea one day when we was at work, like two brothers of color, talking about wrestling, and we really know our stuff. And I was like, yeah.
Well, you do.
You know? Huh?
Well, you know your stuff. You know, I just
you know
I
your stuff
do,
too,
do
Martez. You know your stuff. You know your stuff as well. Stop being modest. But
every now and then, I lose track of what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you keep the show going.
Yeah. He gave me an opportunity, man, because I was so much, looking at other people doing these type of platforms and stuff, and it's like I didn't have no drive or no, it's like I wanted to do it or like no motive until I met Martez, and when he was like, yeah, man, I got a channel, a paid channel where I do produce these shows and. And I wanted, me and you, let's do one on wrestling. I was like, man, you serious? the first couple of shows, if you go back, yeah, it's a lot of me stuttering, nervous, or don't know when the cue to say my portion, or when to just stop, rebuttal, and. Let the topic breathe and pass it back to Martez or whoever. But, you know, after a couple of months, you know, I got the hang of it, the chemistry of me and Martez. We got professional with it. You know, I started looking at my other favorite podcasts or talk, live stream shows, talk shows or whatever, and started studying off of them. And then, you know, me and Martez just became a one-two combo.
Man, I don't know what to say. I'm used to making fun of stuff. This is nice.
Hey, well, Dominic, hopefully we have many more years as we transition to a different way of airing shows. Hopefully we have many more years of doing this, making some magic happen, if you will.
Yeah, just because everything's
not,
just. Oh, go ahead.
Go, Macho. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that just because Open Talk is leaving Blog Talk tonight, there is a future off in the distance. There are future times yet to be revealed. We should check the tragic eight ball.
Definitely.
Now,
definitely.
You and Dominic and Marquez, you guys have a favorite memory together?
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh, man, he's laughing already.
Man, we had quite a few, man. I remember quite a few, man. Like, I think if I can name a couple of them off of hand, I think Martez interview with Devon Dudley, when I asked him the question, who's the originator of the choke slam? And Devon told me... the man that's in the Hall of Fame, when I was trying to say, well, what about Mr. 911? He was like, yeah, but who's in the Hall of Fame?
Oh,
Undertaker.
Yeah, that was
I think some of my debates with my nemesis, Lance the Barber, about the state of wrestling. I think those were pretty juicy. That's when we really start picking up. When we did when we did a mock draft of the brand, the Raw, SmackDown, NXT, man, that was not the gloat, but that was kind of my vision. My vision of, you know, like, hey, let's act like we're GMs and we got a show that we GM and we pick the best talent to, you know, produce the best show. That was a good one. The episode where Martel was talking about sucking toes, that was another, like, whoa. No.
I was gonna mention that, but I said no, I'm not.
Brother Martez, you know I'm messing with you, bro. I'm money man. I'm not trying to put you on blast or make myself look good. man.
No, you're fine, man. I was gonna kind of bring that up, but then I changed my mind. But don't do a show with me after midnight, because I get slap happy and I start saying crazy things.
You remember some of my bleep moments, or like I said with Lance, that you know, I remember you had the referee one time. I was like, hey, y'all serious?
Right.
So and then I think some of my moments even yesterday with the new member, Josh, big Josh. So it was kind of, well, okay, I feel a little heat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I got it. I've been doing this conversation, but I got to pretend that I'm paying attention to the show too. So I got to do the open mic night at the Apollo or whatever it's called. And I think we got to give you the hook now, Dominic. Is there anything that you, Martez? You didn't say you. Do you have a good memory with Tom? No, you didn't want to say anything because you're afraid that it's going to get in trouble.
Yeah, Dominic said it all.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to go overboard.
Yeah, I think even if you weren't, we weren't didn't have time constraints, I better make sure you two get off the air right now because we're 30 seconds away from something that you can't take back.
Definitely.
Thank you, Dominic,
right,
for
Dominic.
Calling in.
All right, thank you, Martez. You know, just meet me in the tunnel, bro. We're going to talk it over.
No, all right, for sure, brother.
Did
all
he
right,
just,
peace, y'all. One love.
Sweet, did he just say meet me in the tunnel?
I think that's what he said, yes.
Maybe we were on 10 seconds too long. Now, Martez, we got Dominic. That's so exciting because I know when you said Dominic didn't have any social media, I'm like, oh, we got to make sure that someone gets in touch with them. What did you do? Did you send like a carrier pigeon out or something?
I don't know. I told him about it again last night after we did Wrestle Talking and D, and I wasn't sure if he was going to call in because it's you never know with him. But I'm glad he called in.
Now, according to what you said earlier, we're coming up to someone who was a regular caller on the gorilla position. I just got to say something. Josh apparently has some interesting information, that has something to do with what happened during the Stump the Swing segment. So we'll get to that later. And thank you, everyone, for waiting on the line. If you ever listened to any of these shows before, you know we have no idea what we're doing. So thank you so much for being so patient. All right, Swink, are you ready? Martez, are you ready? Is it time to put the double S on the line?
Yeah, I think it is. Let's do it.
Is she going to yell at us?
You never know. It's definitely been a long time coming. She may yell at us. Why not? Yell at us.
Yeah, why not? Well, I'll blame Steve.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yeah, welcome, the queen of the Stardust Intergalactic Cotton Candy Castle, Stacy Sparkles herself, the princess of all things pink. Stacy, welcome back to the show. My goodness, it's a long time coming. Are you happy to be here, or are you going to yell at us for what Mike Stover said?
I don't care what Mike Stover said. He always...
Yeah, take
talks,
that, Stover old.
Talks. Oh, God. I can't believe it's coming to an end. I remember when there were no callers on the line and Steve would go off the line early and we would just talk. It would just be Ghost, Marquez, and I.
Well, let me tell you something, Daisy.
That
if there's time.
To, I think, GPW Weekly. I think that's what it did. It went that far back.
That's
yep.
right. The
yep.
the gorilla position was the original incarnation was a Global Professional Wrestling Weekly, local independent promotion that went south and then is trying to come back north. And I think it went sideways. But anyway, yeah, then it became the gorilla position when we established the trio of the Triconics, if you will, of Steve, myself, and Martez. And then Stacy was joining us. And Stacy, I was going to say, I think Martez... If we have time later, he may have five questions for the Macho Man or whatever it was called, because that's the segment we did when
yes.
you were on the show that one time.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
That's how he got in trouble. When he called back and he was on the line, I'm like, I got to go. He was pissed.
That was one of the most fun times.
We didn't have any callers. We didn't have any viewers.
Now, see, don't say it. We're supposed to pretend that millions of people are listening.
Well, they were. We were popular globally.
You're breaking
kayfabe. Internationally.
Yeah, Swink just said you're breaking kayfabe.
Hey, we had listeners internationally. We were
That's
more
right.
popular in Australia back in the day.
Yeah,
and
take
then
that.
The gorilla position took off, and then you couldn't get to every caller, every show.
Stacy, that was a good way to flip the coin in our favor.
Well, it's true.
And people don't. don't remember, Stacy and I used to do Spanish commentary at Twin Sports radio station.
Yeah, and then you guys even added an hour, and you still couldn't get to all the callers. I mean, that's how popular the show became.
Yeah, that third hour was great. Everyone loved it. I never stopped talking, Stacy. So I'm no problem doing 4 hours. Everybody else, they didn't really like that 3 hour deal. Now, Stacy, what do you think about everything? What's on your mind? We got some more time with you. Do you have compliments for Marquez?
I wish Marquez the best. He became a friend to me, and I think we helped a lot of people out, Marquez, and we will continue to do that. And it's not goodbye, it's see you later, because I know you'll come back and do something more fabulous than you did. You don't know, you've helped people, you've helped them get their stories out, their careers out. I mean, Steve has 8 jobs. I mean, he owes you at least probably 6 thank yous. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Steve, this show is where he started, where he, like, really put his name out. And, I mean, he's done a great job, and Ghost, you've done a great job, and Marquez, it's been a blast, and it's kind of sad because I remember being in the hospital listening to this show, and there were only 2 times I never called in, and it's just sad that it's ending, but I know that Marquez is moving on to do better things, and that's all I have to say, and to all the listeners, hey, like I said, it's not goodbye. It's see you later.
Man, Marquez, are you crying?
Yeah, I think I'm getting ready to shed some tears. But no, Stacey, all just aside,
I don't want to cry.
I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you saying those kind words. You know, you're definitely a dear friend of mine. I appreciate you calling into this show again. You know, you're one of the people that really helped this whole platform get going. You know, you were and still are a huge supporter of everything that's going on with the shows that are produced. You will call into My 2 Cents on Wrestling, Wrestle Talking to D, The Gorilla Position, GPW Weekly, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. You bounced around all of the shows, and I'm grateful that I had a chance to meet you. We're still friends to this day, so seriously, I really appreciate you.
And I know he's listening up there, Al Miller. I'm just giving my shout-out, too, because I had no idea that he had passed away. But when he didn't write me back in Facebook, that's when I reached out to you. But I know he loved being part of this platform. He loved doing his show with Jed. And that's all I'll say.
Yeah, that was definitely a tough loss, losing Al. You never know when somebody's going to go, and that was definitely a surprise to me as well, Stacy.
Stacy, it's nice to hear your voice after all this time again. I was surprised. I thought you'd call in to talk to Steve.
I just saw Steve at us.
You see Steve in real life.
Yeah, I see him in real life.
Now, Stacy, answer me this question. Is he as weird looking in real life as he looks in online?
No. He actually looks great.
Really?
I gotta say, yeah.
Stacy, have you been to the optometrist lately?
No. No, I haven't. No.
Man. Stacy, that was one of the...
He had blinking sunglasses. They were so cool when he came out. I mean,
yeah, blinking sunglasses. Yeah, blinking sunglasses. You mean like you man? So what you're saying is he's classy like Party City.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
I'm not gonna throw it over the swink because if we start talking about Steve's suits and glasses, Swink will be on a rant for half an hour. So we'll wait until Steve gets here for that.
Yeah, but no, you guys, it's sad, but I just wish Mark has the best in life because he does a lot of things and he helps a lot of people out, and I just know him personally, and I know he's done a lot, and he's worked really hard, and he's helped a lot of people, and I'm so proud of you, Martez, for everything and everything you continue to do. And all I want is everyone to go out happy. That's sad. So it's been a blast, and I'm glad I was a part of it.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for being the leader of the super fans, for always being a positive energy most of the time. Positive energy, filling everybody with joy and trying to look on the bright side of things, even when you yourself were stuck on the dark side of things. So thank you, Stacey, for always bringing so much sparkles into our lives.
No problem, you guys. And I know there's a million more callers, so I'm out. And I know Turtle's on the line to get in. So, but you guys take care.
You too, Stacey, and you pay attention to whatever Martez's future announcement is so you can be part of it. Martez, are you going to say goodbye to Stacey?
Hey, goodbye, Stacey. I love you, and thanks for being a wonderful supporter. I'm glad we were able to get you back on this show.
Hey, don't worry about it. Life's too short. We learned about that. I love you, Martez, and you guys all take care.
All right.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, Stacey. Yeah. Stacey's heading back to the Sparkle Kingdom, where she rules benevolently over a land filled with marshmallows and gumdrops. That's what I imagine anyway. All right. Well, just because she said Turtle's on the line, I don't know if we should get that Turtle. Turtle is only, we made a deal a long time ago. There's the Steve, there's the Swink, there's the Martez, there's the Macho Ghost, and I don't know how Turtle weaseled his way into this show. I still have no idea how he got to be 1% of the show, because he doesn't even call in. And when he calls in from the hangar of an airplane or the cargo bay of some kind of airplane, and we can't even hear what he's saying. And then when we do hear what he's saying, he's complaining about something, or he's trying to steal somebody's woman. So I don't know about Turtle.
See Turtle?
Trying to get the ghost of Miss Elizabeth on the show earlier.
Wow. Turtle the ladies' man.
Turtle's got a harem. Should we bring Turtle on now? No. Martez, it's you. You get to spin the roulette wheel and see who we bring on next. And once again, thank you, everyone, for being so patient, and thanks for everyone who's come on with such the wonderful, nice things you've been saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Now, we do have the Southwest Texan, and I know he has to go to work early in the morning, so we got to bring him on.
All right, let's bring him on. I'm excited by this because I had no idea he's got the SWTXN in front of his name. I had no idea what that meant. Is he Sweet 16, Diddy Cruz? Well, I don't know what's going on here. Are these Roman numerals? But now I know what it means, Southwest Texan.
Southwest Texan, you're on the air, brother.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, man, welcome to the show. Yeah.
Oh, man, happy to be on, man. Especially this is going to be the last one on Open Talk Radio, man. Can't wait to get on the Blog Talk Radio and air my new, well, not new, but revamped show. new gimmick, you know, no limit, no gimmick, no limit. And we're going to have a new theme song and a new logo, a new guest and everything to go along with it.
Oh, man. Hey, Martez, plug his show. What's the name of his show? We got to tell everybody.
The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is definitely what it says. It's definitely a Rated R show. Pretty much anything goes on that show. But Southwest, you're here. You can talk more about it.
Yeah, man.
Blink, your microwave pizza's ready. I just heard the beeping.
Oh, man, I'm in the car, you know, about to get ready to go home. But the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, man, is exactly what Martez says. It's Rated R, no gimmicks, no limit. You say what you want. You say what you please. It doesn't matter what it is. Good publicity or bad publicity is good publicity. It doesn't even matter. And, man, we done had so many names on the show, man, and it's all thanks to Martez and Open Talk Radio, man. I done have WWE Hall of Famers. I done had wrestlers from Impact, AEW, name it, man. We done had it on there.
Yeah, man.
Now, Martez, are you ever on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, or are you just behind the scenes sharing in the profits?
Yeah, I'm.
Man, hey, it is what it is. But,
yeah.
but when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to profiting, you can profit from my show. That's for sure.
Martez is experiencing a roller coaster of emotions.
Hey,
yeah, I'm
it's
the
a roller coaster of a show and a roller coaster of a rhyme. That's for sure.
Definitely, it's some shows I don't need to speak, you know. I'm definitely thankful that I have people like Southwest that can host a show on his own. He does a great job. He's definitely the star of that show. It is his show, and we work together as a team. You know, all of the shows we work together as a team. It's just not about Martez. You know, I always say I'm the guy with the basketball hoop. You all just bring the basketball. So we're working together.
It's a dream team, man. And man, it all started, man. I remember 2 years ago when I started on the debate show before I even became the Rated R Wrestling Podcast over on Open Talk. And man, it's been a ride. And Open Talk, man, it's gonna be hard to let go. But you know, new beginnings start with new stuff. So, and that's what we're all gonna do.
Now, Martez, you being a Northwest Detroiter, how did you meet the Southwest Texan?
Actually,
yes, sir.
We met at a Raw event. He was passing out flyers for his then podcast. He was passing out flyers, and I think we had a short conversation, but some kind of way we met on Facebook again. So we really started being cool. On Facebook. So yeah, that's how it went down.
And man, Southwest Texan, now that I know what it means, I'm going to say it all the time. What is it like to be part of the Open Talk Empire being built by King Martez here? Obviously, you're going
man,
with him to this new place that's in the future times.
Oh, man, I'm a part of the future times, man. I'm gonna bring a lot of the future to the future, and that's
Ooh,
a new guest on the
right.
show. And man, I love being a part of it, man. The empire is everything, man. So the platform has brought a lot of people, a lot of voices, and it's not just for wrestling shows. It's for everything that goes along with sports. It's not just wrestling, and to be a part of it's been my pleasure. And it's been a great ride,
man. Martez, he likes you too.
Martez
hey,
is the man. He knows it. He's the hustle behind the muscle of Open Talk, man, and Open Talk Radio and everything that goes along with it. Without him, we wouldn't all, none of
like,
us would be.
Yeah, I appreciate you. We just working together, man. I appreciate the kind words, man.
Martez, do you have a memory with the Southwest here that won't help make him laugh so hard he's going to drive off the side of the road?
Ooh. Actually, a recent one when we had to do a show from Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun time.
That was the first time we've ever did a show live at the arena. You know, it didn't come with all the bells. Yeah, it didn't come with all the bells and whistles of us having a table. We just We just did a show off the tablet, in front of a bathroom, but we did it. You know,
yeah.
that was a cool experience.
While I was eating my chicken tendon.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So that's a memory that I want and can't forget. Hopefully, we can one day have an actual open talk table or a desk, or not a table, yeah, or a desk at the arena doing a live show.
You know what? Maybe we can make that happen at a horse land show, if you know what I mean.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely
talk,
man.
We can make that happen.
Yep.
We can actually make that happen. And I got to ask you, Macho Ghost, I don't know if you're familiar with Deathmatch Wrestling, but what do you think about Deathmatch Wrestling and GCW as a whole thing?
Ooh, now I'm glad you asked that. Unfortunately, I'm not the man to answer. I don't mind Deathmatch Wrestling. I know a lot of people think it's garbage wrestling, but I don't agree. I like the fact that there are so many different styles of wrestling. Like I say, people don't like the slippy-doo high flyers. People don't like the all different. Everyone's always complaining about something, but I don't have a problem with it. But let me tell you something. Here on the line, who's being quiet all night and giving everyone else a chance to talk, we have the Swink, the professor with 3S. He is an expert on deathmatch wrestling, all the way from Onita all the way up to Nick Gage, and he is a huge GCW fan. Swink, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Now, this is right up your alley. Southwestern wants to know what you're thinking of deathmatch wrestling. He wants to know what I'm thinking, but I don't have anything to say that would be nearly as insightful as you. Although I'm trying to pick a fight with that Matt Cardona. I want to face him in the Fire Pro TGBW wrestling.
You're actually not the only one that wants to do that, man. Well, I can't hate on Matt Cardona because Matt Cardona, man, is doing his best thing since he started doing the... Excuse me, since he's just been doing the deathmatch wrestling when he beat Nick Gage for that GCW championship. A lot of people don't like him, but I know deep down in their dirty hearts, man, that they love Matt Cardona because, you know, WWE fucked up with Matt Cardona by not letting him be a heel and not letting him be who he is now, and that's Matt Cardona. Now, if WWE ever wanted him back, it would be for a Hall of Fame induction, and I guarantee you he would turn it down just like Jeff Hardy did. But Matt Cardona and GCW is fire, and I believe that it's going to go farther than GCW. WWE might want him back in a few years and have him as Matt Cardona with his wife, Chelsea Green, because right now they're the hottest thing since shoestring in the wrestling business.
Oh, man. Flink, you have shoestrings. What do you think?
Honor tied tight on Matt Cardona. I'm not sleeping on him.
I think that after he got released from WWE, I think that the AEW run, which was only a few shows, wasn't...
That was a cup of tea, man.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly great by any means. But I think when he actually started working the independents and doing these shows for GCW, and I know he's doing his thing in AIW as well in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He really showed a different side to him when he got to GCW, and you know he's doing really good work there as a heel, and he's definitely one of the most over guys on the GCW roster on those shows for sure. And
I agree.
You know, he also is working for Impact now, and I think his Impact work is also pretty good, but it's definitely different than his GCW stuff, and I kind of like when guys can go and work different promotions but play, like, different characters.
No, for sure. And Matt Cart, was you able to make the Most Notorious show, the GCW show at the Hard Post?
No, I live in Chicago, man, so I didn't go.
Oh, did you make the Chicago show with Jeff Jarrett?
I did not.
Ah, yeah, man. I actually seen Matt Cardona twice live. One time over the summer when in Detroit, where it was one of the Guilty Conscience was the name of the pay per view. I seen him live when he faced Alex Shelley, and then I seen him live at the Harpo's when he faced Jesus Christ, who did he face? Rhino for the ECW television title.
Martez, I think you need to start a hardcore deathmatch podcast with Swink and Southwest.
Oh man, that's already a thing, man. I've already done that gimmick, man. Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast. Check it out on YouTube.
Ooh.
Check it out on YouTube, man. I done had got a lot of horse stamps, early stuff, man. I have I've done had Madman Pondo. I was gonna get Nick Gage, but I couldn't get him around. Tony Depp and a lot of people, man. A lot of people from Horse Land, from GCW, and just indie deathmatch wrestling. Period.
Man, how come now people are listening and they're looking? How do they find that on YouTube? What do they have to type in?
Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313.
Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. Someday I'm gonna figure out what this 313 actually stands for.
It's the area call from Detroit.
I know. I'm just playing stupid.
Oh. Oh, man. Are you really playing stupid, or is that just something that's real?
See, that's the thing. When you play stupid, when you actually don't know something, people let you off the hook.
No.
But also, I take the position of the person, you know, when you ever see a movie and then the hero has to explain things to the sidekick, I take the position of the sidekick so people explain things to me and then the listeners get a better understanding of what's going on too, and then also lots of times I don't know what's happening.
I get you.
Now, Martez, what do you have to say to Southwestern, who's been driving the whole time? That's not legal. I hope that Dominic the cop's not listening.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully not. Yeah, Southwest, you know, you're my man. We got some big things coming up in the future. Us continuing working together with our partnership. We launched a new platform. Southwest, he's been doing a heck of a job these last couple years on this platform. So it's just not me, you know. Like Southwest, he's very much dedicated in Rated R Wrestling podcast and. I can't wait to hear what the new show is going to be about, because he said he's going to revamp the show.
The new show, man. What I'm going to say is, watch out for the new Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. We're going to take a little drip break and reinvent and revamp the whole show, man. Like I said, new theme song, new logo, new guest. Man, you guys are going to love the new guest. I'm just going to let the cat out the bag for the first episode. And we're going to have former WWE wrestler Eugene. He's going to be on the show. He's going to be the first episode.
Oh, man.
And I have more to come,
wow.
Man. I have more to come. There's a lot to come with Mr. No Limit, No Gimmick from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, man. I know I sound a little a little dry from the throat, but I'm ready to get to the house and get ready for work. But guys, man, Martez, I love you, man. Thank you for everything. Without you, man, like I said, none of us would be on the air, especially the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. And man, you gave me a platform to have a lot of guests on my show, man. Like I said, we done had Hall of Famers from WWE, Ricky Morton. We done had Hall of Famer Teddy Long. I done had man, Hernandez, people from AEW, people that, man, from every part of the wrestling business that you could think of, Joseph Mandek III. I've had referees, and I'm going to have more referees on the show, because on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, we like to show every aspect and every side of the ring. So from that being said, man, Mr. No Limit, No Gimmicks out. Brother Martez, I love you, man. What was you going to say? I'm sorry.
Right.
Go ahead.
I love you too, man, and let's continue to do great work, brother.
Let's do it, man. Let's make magic happen.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man.
Oh, man, that was Southwest Texan. Yeah. Hey, you know what? If it's going to be, he should change the name to the Rated NC-17 podcast. And I should say something a little serious right now. I should have said it when she was on the air, but then I didn't want to embarrass her or anything like that, so I'll probably embarrass her now. But it was nice to talk to Stacy again. We all had a little kind of falling out here on the show at one point, and then she wasn't calling in, and we weren't talking for a while, and things just kind of got messy. So it was nice
that she was gracious enough to come back, and she does love Martez. They've done a lot of things outside of the podcast to try to help some people, so it was nice talking to my friend Stacy again. Thank you, Stacy, for calling in. Don't leave me hanging. Someone say something.
Definitely. Something. I enjoyed that that reconciliation period. You know, things happen. I'll never forget that episode, you know. But it's in the past, you know. We've all learned from the mistakes that we displayed on that show, especially me. Not special. I'm not saying you guys. But anyway, I really felt bad about what I said, so I'm glad she called back to reconcile. You know?
Yeah, now she can be part of the future, whatever. We'll find that out later in the future. But right now, Martez, yeah. Who's it? It's almost 8:30. I think we can get a couple more people on before we have to switch to the second part of the show. We'll take that five-minute break, and Martez can go cry quietly, tears of joy.
I want to keep him waiting. He may call back in the second hour, too. I'm not sure. I mean, in the second show, too. But let's bring on Brother Turtle.
Okay, Brother Turtle is here finally getting on the line. I don't know what 1% of 4 hours is.
That's, I think that's 1 hour or maybe a minute. I don't know.
That's 25%.
I failed that part of math, so.
He went to the Scott Steiner School of Mathematics.
66.2%.
Now, Turtle, you're here. You're on the line. I can hear what you're saying. What is going on? I don't understand this, what's happening here.
Well, what? I'm not in a plane this time.
I know you're not in a plane. You're not banging pots inside a garbage truck. I can hear. You're at home. I think I hear the TV. What are you? Are you watching something?
Yeah, we got something on the TV here. It's a television show called House. You know, which
Ooh.
Is the best doctor in the world.
You
Why
mean you're not watching,
watching
NXT?
Show on TV?
Ooh. You're not watching NXT?
Yeah. No. Excuse me. It's NXT 2.0. You cannot forget the 2.0.
That's right, Swink. I forgot. Swink's very particular about his decimal points.
You mean
yeah.
Sesame Street on steroids?
Oh, man.
8-Ball Raw.
Now, Turtle, you're here now, and usually you and Steve are tag team partners in business and in personal life. Are you just joining us for a second, or are you staying on with us for the rest of the show?
It's actually going to be for just a hot second. Probably go to bed early to, you know, avoid as much snow BS as possible in the morning to get to work. As I know, that's wishful thinking, but
yeah.
I think I'm good for about a half hour or whenever you go to hour two or whatever, section two, whatever you're calling it.
We have we spent all the money on the original name of the show, so we don't have enough money to buy separate names for both two-hour segments.
Oh, I figured this was GPW Weekly and then Gorilla Position.
Oh, man. Well, we're trying to pay, we're trying to give love and respect to all the shows that were part of Open Talk Radio. You know, on this episode of Open Talk 313, The Flash proudly presents the Gorilla Position, Wrestle Talk in the D, Smash Point 3, Smack It Up, Flip It, Rub It Down. Turtle, when was the last time you smacked it up, flipped it, and rubbed it down?
Last night.
Ooh. Martez, Swink, do you want details, or should I just leave that alone?
No, I'm okay.
Because the thought of it's just making me queasy.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it.
Trish Stratus was involved.
Now, Thurl, you did say that you might have some disgruntlement that you wanted to talk about tonight. Is that still something on your agenda, or something you need to wait to discuss with Steve, or are you just going to play it cool tonight?
I mean, I can give a little bit of it. I'm sure Steve will talk about it more.
I mean, it is the final show, so it's not like if you have a cliffhanger, anyone will ever find out.
True.
So you gotta tell us the scoop. You gotta tell us what's the truth. You gotta name names.
Well, let's go there then, since the whole world wants to know. because I have been quiet about it. So this past weekend, it was Southland Championship Wrestling versus POW Entertainment. One of the many, many shows that's going to happen between both of them. I was the appointed official by President Terry Allen to officiate the main event between James Creed and Scott Spade for the vacant SCW heavyweight title.
Got it. Are you following along? Swink, are you following along?
Yes.
Got it.
So,
weren't some people thinking fishy things about you before this match?
Not really. They were thinking more fishy things about Steve, which, I mean, he's fish. It's always fishy with him. He's fish sticks after all.
His pants are full of fish sticks at all times.
Indeed.
That tartar sauce in a suit jacket.
I knew that. That was the smell coming out of the jacket. So, match was going great. No interference whatsoever, surprisingly. And then I ended up getting ref bumped. No surprise there. I'm always in the way of things.
It was an accident, not on purpose, right? No one was trying to take you out. It was an accident.
Well, that can be up to determination, because prior to that bump, I actually got hit in the face trying to protect James Creed from actual cheating in the corner. So, in the meantime, while I'm trying to compose myself, you know, making sure my lip's not bleeding, all of a sudden James Creed is in my face knocking me out. I guess Scott Spade decided to throw him right into me. So I went down, and the other referee, known as Flat Top, because he has a flat top hairdo.
That makes sense.
He came in and tried to, you know, keep things in order as I was trying to, you know, get myself together. And an elbow drop happened by James Creed. Well, I guess it took them both out because he did not go for the cover right away. He ended up not making it all the way to Spade. He was able to get an arm on top. In the meantime, Spade ended up getting his arm on him. So I happened to notice the shoulders of Spade were down. I went to count, and in the meantime, Flat Top was counting at the same time as I was. So then, as I was counting between two and three, the shoulder of Scott Spade came up. But I had to finish the count because Creed's shoulders were down. Now, at this point, okay, the match is over. I'm still getting myself together, and I'm hearing that James Creed won. Now, in this war between SCW and POW, I am for SCW. Now,
got it.
I could have just said, okay, let James Creed have it. I mean, what do I care? But as an official, someone who takes his job seriously, with pride, I had to take the belt off of James Creed and give it to Scott Spade, because his shoulder was up.
This is very convoluted and mysterious.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, what kind of ruling is it? So James Creed is the champion? Did the president interfere? What did Steve come out and trip over a pen and roll out of the ring? What happened?
Well, James Creed was celebrating while I was still trying to collect myself. The whole locker room came out, celebrated with him. And even the president came in. He was helping out, or celebrating, I should say. And when I gave the belt to Scott Spade, everyone started, you know, screaming at me, wanting to take my hat off. The president, Terry Allen, got on the mic and asked me to my face, is this the right call? And flat out, I told him, it's the right call. Scott Spade's shoulder got up while Creed's shoulders were down. So, essentially, Scott Spade is the SCW heavyweight champion.
And this president, Terry Allen, that's not Magnum TA, is it?
No.
Okay.
He looks like him.
You owe me $5, Martez. Now, Turtle, why does controversy seem to follow you wherever you go?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know, honestly. It just happens that way. Trouble follows me, apparently. Controversy, trouble, it's all there. Maybe I'm just not allowed to have good things.
That could be. That could be. Now, speaking of good things, how many women are in your harem right now? Don't mention my ex-wife.
Oh,
incidentally,
five?
I did. I sent her a text. I sent her a text to the etherical plane and said that yes, you were requested to be on the show. And she said, by who? And I said, Turtle. And she said, no.
Oh, she might. You know, she might still be mad at me because I stood her up that one night.
Man, oh man!
I double booked myself. I was double booked that night with another member of the harem.
Ooh. What do you
know,
have to say about the turtle?
Well, Turtle is no Lex Luger, so.
Ooh. Yeah. You know, we actually got along. Yeah, you know, I'm a pretty. I don't hold on to the past very often. This is don't try to start trouble, Swing. I got enough trouble with Turtle, and then in a half hour we're gonna have to deal with Captain Tartar Sauce.
Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah, now, Turtle, you can answer this question for us, because we all were talking in the green room before the show when I was stocking the refrigerator with four different types of store-bought cheeses. Is Steve a megalomaniac? Has this all gone to his head?
I would say it did a little bit.
Ooh.
But it's Steve. What do you expect?
I expect the unexpected. That's what I expect when it comes to Steve.
Now, see, when it comes to Steve, he was one of the ones that was yelling at me.
Ooh.
Whoa.
He was actually asking me, what are you doing? This isn't the right call. You know better, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I know better. I'm the official. I got to do my job. He wanted me to, you know, cheat for the company. I'm like, that's not how I roll as much as I wanted to.
Oh, man. Turtle, you've shown some integrity.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I don't either. I hope you turtle wax Steve like you lost a game show. Now, Turtle, I don't think we've ever had a chance to talk quietly with Turtle and with Steve not around. Now, Turtle, this is the exact opposite in real life of your character in the Fire Pro TGPW, where you are a stinking lying cheat. Is that a part of Turtle's true personality, or should I say Michael Brennan?
Well, it so happens that that character is going to be at Northland Pro Wrestling this Saturday night as he manages Turtle's nemesis, Metalhead.
Metalhead? Not that guy
you
again.
You remember that guy.
Man, oh man.
Oh,
he has
Metalhead
to take the train
the
everywhere because he can't get his head through the airport security. Now, Martez, here, you a turtle, and I did the math. He should have only been on for 2 minutes and 40 seconds, so he's totally blown his 1%. But, Martez, what do you have to say to the turtle here?
Well, I want to shift a little bit, if that's okay. I want to do some thank yous real quick to the turtle. I know the turtle was introduced to me by way of Steve, and I want to take this time to really respect how Turtle supports Steve. You know, every show Steve has been a part of, Turtle has supported him and came on. And I'm sure he supports you guys too, because you guys are from the same area. But I think Turtle is outstanding. I agree with a lot of his viewpoints. Some of the things that he posts on Facebook and says, I agree with a lot of things he says. So, Turtle, I just want to say thank you for having a part in making Open Talk 313 a flash of what it is. I think you were Steve's second guest on GPW Weekly, and that was a memorable show, to be honest with you. So I wanted to thank you for all the support that you have given me by way of Steve.
Man,
I appreciate that, Marquez, and you are probably one of the greatest dudes I ever known. Wish I want to say met, but I never met you officially yet. We did that Zoom thing, so I finally got to see your face.
Yeah.
You're not as ugly as I thought.
thank you for saying that.
it's funny you bring that show up, because that was a fun show, considering I was pretty much the butt of the, you know, the jokes, considering all of my harem called, or almost all of them called, to get me in trouble.
Man.
Definitely. I still have a clip from it.
It still gets talked about to this day. And I also want to say that you are a true professional at what you do. You, unlike a certain network, you actually take responsibility for everything that you do. Even if something goes wrong, you actually apologize for it and take full responsibility. You don't put it on anybody else but yourself. And I think that takes courage and accountability. Not many people do.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I definitely was raised to do things that way. It's like, I don't get how, as a leader, you don't take the grunt of everything when something goes wrong. You know, I just can't celebrate when things go right. I have to be able to take the grunt of things when things go wrong. So, I appreciate you saying that, man. Thanks for dating. I just thought you should
know. Yeah, it's been an honor working with you, for sure.
Likewise.
Man,
hopefully, we can.
Go ahead, Marquez. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Hopefully, like, things always come. Hopefully, I can be down in Chicago. I was supposed to come down there tomorrow and go to AEW, but things didn't work out for me to go down there. So one of these days, maybe I can come down to Chicago. We actually bump into each other and meet. I want to meet all you guys, you know, so
man.
Hopefully soon.
Fleet, this is very poignant. Did you ever expect this from the host, the pentagram of hosts from the gorilla position?
I did not, no.
I mean, I don't really hate Turtle's guts. I only pretend to on television and, in, you know, when I see him in real life. But, Fleet, what do you think about this? Do you have anything to expand upon?
No, I think, you know, he's kind of covered it, and, you know, Turtle and I don't always agree on everything. You guys know that, but
there's a definite Marquez and Turtle WWE side and Macho Ghost and Swink AEW side when we discuss things sometimes at our production meetings. But yeah, that's what Swink is saying.
But yeah, Turtle actually did go to AEW with me, so he actually was able to tolerate me for like 4 hours. So
now, would you go to WWE with Turtle?
How much is he paying me?
Ooh, Turtle, how much you got?
I'm gonna say this: I wouldn't even go to WWE right now.
Ooh, man!
Oh,
man! Like why? Like, why not?
I just don't enjoy the shows that much, and I'm not going to pay that much money to go sit there and be bored.
Man.
I mean,
I don't want to get off on a rant. I just want to curious about the opinion. It was just the Royal Rumble weekend, which is usually everybody's favorite event in the universe of WWE. It was a widely criticized. Let's put it that way. What did you two guys think as the resident WWE fans? Although it sounds like Turtle's wavering a little bit.
I didn't get to see it, but I saw, like, highlights and, you know, read all the stuff. I don't agree with the winners. The Royal Rumble is supposed to be for up-and-coming guys or, you know, these mid-card guys that have not seen the main event. It's time for their, you know, it's their time to shine. Putting it back on Lesnar just so they can have their Lesnar and Roman Reigns and Ronda Rousey, you know, I'm just over her already.
Martez, what do you, you're awful quiet. What do you think?
Honestly, I had so much high hopes for this pay-per-view. You know, the beginning of the show, you know, it was great. Seth Rollins coming out with the Shield gear and the Shield music. I'm like, when I saw that happen, I'm like, oh, this pay-per-view is getting ready to be hot. It's going to be a great pay-per-view. And after that, honestly, and I do not like to criticize WWE. You all know that. It went downhill from there. The men's Royal Rumble was horrible, in my opinion. It was an embarrassment as a fan. There was nothing exciting about it. And I'm not a Brock Lesnar hater, but he didn't have to win that Royal Rumble. You know, he could have just showed up on Friday night and challenged Roman Reigns for the title with WrestleMania. They could have went with somebody else. So I was very disappointed, and I fell asleep during the Royal Rumble.
You know it's bad when Martez falls asleep.
You two are making Swink so happy right now.
Yeah, and then the women's Royal Rumble, it started off hot. You know, I enjoyed it. You know, and I'm a Ronda Rousey fan. I think she's one of my top five of all time. I know you guys are going to laugh, but she's one of my top five female wrestlers of all time. But I didn't like the way she was doing. All she did was stayed in the corner the whole Royal Rumble. Stayed in the corner and was punching whoever she was punching at the time. And the way she threw out Charlotte was weak. So it was an embarrassment.
Man. Now here we have all these people on who are talking about how much they love Open Talk and how much they love Martez and everything. We're having a love fest here with the turtle who's come out of his shell. Ba-dum-bum. Twink, did you ever think that things would turn in your favor and fill your heart so much with joy that you're like the Grinch on Christmas Day? Your heart has swelled three times its size?
Well, do you want me to share my opinion on the whole thing? Because I actually did watch some of it.
I don't know. Well, do you guys want it now? I'm just going to say we have it is 8:49. This show is actually going to go off here at 8:55. So that's why when we were talking with Turtle, we did not move over to another guest because we didn't think we were going to have – I didn't think that was enough time. So let's use these next couple minutes before we have Martez put a conclusion on this first half. Swink! Raise yourselves, fellas. Swink, what did you think about the Royal Rumble?
Okay, well, I'll tell you right now, I did not watch the Seth and Roman Reigns match, but I do know he came out with the Shield music and the Shield entrance with the gear, and he came in through the crowd and all that. I know Seth Rollins did that. I did not watch the match, but I know it had a bad finish with a, I believe it was a disqualification finish.
I believe it was.
I did watch the men's and the women's Rumble, and I did watch Lesnar and Lashley. I purposely skipped the mixed tag match.
He skipped it because sometimes when Swink watches The Miz on TV, he gets heart palpitations because he's such a fan, and he sometimes has
happy versions of panic
attacks.
No, it's more like if I watch The Miz, he makes me want a projectile bomb.
Ooh.
But,
you know, incidentally, strangely enough, that was one of the early shows on Open Talk, when it was Open Talk 313, the Flash, the radio, was Projectile Vomit. Martez canceled it right away.
So I'll say this about the Women's Rumble. So you had Melina come in at number two and lasted about 4 seconds before she was eliminated. So that was a great use of Melina. Then you bring back Sasha Banks in the match. She's number one, and then you eliminate her early as well, which was a mistake. And then what else did we have in this match? Let's talk about the Mickie James thing then, shall we? Remember when everybody thought there was going to be like some forbidden door opening for WWE with them? Oh, they're going to work with Impact now and AEW and all these other companies. It's like, no, it was exactly what I thought it would be. She comes in. She's introduced as the Impact Women's Champion, by the way. They didn't even call her the proper name, the Knockouts Champion. She raises her belt up, and as she's making her entrance, she immediately gets jumped by Michelle McCool and knocked to the ground. So the Impact Knockouts Championship gets knocked to the ground. Shows you what they think about that. And then she's in the match for about 11 minutes and 40 seconds before she's eliminated by Lita. So they didn't even use it. I thought maybe they'd use it, like, to have her be eliminated by Charlotte, you know, for the heat. Because, you know, WWE's all about the heat. And, you know, they love having people get eliminated by, like, Charlotte. Because WWE, all about that heel heat. So I would have thought they would have had her get eliminated by Mickie James get eliminated by Lita. But not by Lita. By Charlotte instead of Lita. Easy for me to say. But anyway, as far as the rest of the match goes, it was not a very good Royal Rumble match. It was better than the men's match, but that's not saying much. And when the rumor came out ahead of time that Ronda Rousey was going to be in the match, you immediately knew she was winning it, because they don't bring back Ronda Rousey to just lose in the Royal Rumble. So you knew she was going to win. And this is her first appearance since her pregnancy, so that's most likely why she didn't do a whole lot. And you could tell that she didn't really look like she was all that in shape. And considering the way what her gear was and all that, she didn't look like she was, 100%, ready to wrestle, you know what I mean? So, but it's a Royal Rumble, so you don't have to do a whole lot. I mean, a lot of people just stand in the corner and punch people, so. But anyway, you knew she was going to win the match. She did. But the thing is, people thought that maybe she was going to pick Becky, but it looks like she's going to pick Charlotte instead. As far as the men's rumble goes, it was one of the worst, probably up there with like 95, 99, one of the worst men's rumbles. I got to say, I'd love my boy Johnny Knoxville, though, throwing those forearms like he's Shibata or Misawa. His forearm exchange with AJ Styles. That was the highlight for me, was Johnny Knoxville. Well, actually, no, the big highlight for me was Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny was great. He is definitely the best wrestler in WWE.
Oh, man, now hold that. That's a great way to stop. Now, Martez, we've only got about a minute. Are we going off the air at 8:55?
Yeah, let's just do it right now.
Okay, so Martez, you wrap up this 2 hours, and the people who are on the phone, thank you for being on hold. Will they be disconnected and have to call back?
Yeah, they will be disconnected, and then they have to call back at they can call back at 9 o'clock or before.
All right, I hope everybody heard that. All right, I'm not sure if we're going to be disconnected in 1 minute or not. That's the fun thing about Blog Talk. You never know exactly when you're going to go off the air.
You don't. But we're going to sign up now. Catch us in about 5 more minutes at 9 o'clock.
All right. So Swink has broken the hearts of the WWE broke the hearts of Turtle and Martez, and Swink just spit on it, and then I think he went to the bathroom on it too. What a great way to end it after 53 minutes of love. Now we landed on this sour note. Why? We've been saying that for years. Why do we talk about the WWE?
It's like you have to. You still have to.
It's still the top.
It's still wrestling no matter what you say.
This is true. Now, Turtle, will you be back when we come back at 9 o'clock, or are you leaving us now?
I am going to be leaving you guys.
Martez, Swink, can you believe we talked this much? I have seen the Turtle in person. I've sat next to Turtle for 3 hours or 4 hours, and I have not talked to Turtle this much.
Hey, first time, right. anything.
Now, Martez, you're going to wrap up this first part, and is there anything you need to explain else about the second part?
The second part, I just want to let the callers know that we're going to get to you. We got Greg DeMarc. He's next up, and then Gina, Kayvon, and then Coco. Hopefully you guys can stick around with us.
My son's there, too.
Jason, too. I'm sorry, Jason. Didn't want to forget about you. Jason is on, too. So let us say goodbye. Thank you for everybody that listened to these first 2 hours of this final broadcast of Macho Ghost. Can you say the name of the show again? Because I don't want to fumble.
The first 2 hours, the first half of Open Talk 313, The Flash proudly presents the Gorilla Position Wrestle Talk in the D Smash Point 3. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
All right, I'm going to say goodbye now because our five-minute break has turned into a three-minute break. So have a good night. Well, see you in 3 minutes.
All right, go to the bathroom.